Hello and welcome to the RI Science Podcast. Normally, we bring you one of our famous RI lectures, but this episode, we wanted to focus on one of the many other amazing projects that go on here at the RI. A couple of years ago, we partnered with the Grantham Institute of Climate Change and the Environment at Imperial College London to launch Undaunted, previously known as the Centre for Climate Change Innovation. The purpose of this centre is to develop and enhance scientific innovation targeting climate change and to ensure the public is engaged with these ideas as well. Before we dive in, please remember to leave this episode a rating and a review to let us know what you think and to help other people discover the podcast.
The climate system is big and unwieldy. The political systems that feed into it are also difficult to change directions in. The systems are hard to move. And so you've got to try and try again. And that means you're going to have failings. You're going to have to persevere in the face of real opposition. And the problem is complex, and simple solutions sometimes aren't. You must carry on undaunted. Undaunted is the word that represents what has to happen, the attitude of mind, the feeling you must have in order to persevere sufficiently to tackle a problem this big. Undaunted is the state of mind, it's the attitude of being that we want to be present in this new organisation.
That's James Cameron launching the new branding for the collaboration between the RI and Imperial College, which is fittingly named Undaunted. James is a global leader in the climate movement and an advisor to the Greenhouse Programme, which we'll hear more about shortly. But for now, let's let James finish.
The tagline, tackling climate change with innovation, I quite like. I'm a bit of a sports fanatic. I like the idea of tackling here. It's a very particular form of intervention, and there's some physicality about it that appeals to me. But we're going to tackle climate change with innovation. Innovation is our means. It's innovation in the broadest sense. It's not just technology innovation. It's not just gadget-driven or an obsession with technology at the expense of other ways of thinking. It's innovative behaviours drawn from innovative thinking and changing the way we relate to each other in order to make a shift.
So what does this innovation actually look like in practice? Back in 2012, the Grantham Institute at Imperial College co-founded a 12-month accelerator programme for climate-positive startups. These startups are small companies with big ideas that are looking to reduce or remove the effects of climate change in ways never seen before. The Accelerator Programme helps to mentor and scale up these companies over the course of a year. In the past decade, 145 startups have come through the programme, going on to raise more than £750 million and creating over 1,500 jobs. So where does the RI come in? We partnered with the Grantham Institute to launch Undaunted, which hosts many exciting initiatives. But one of the key initiatives is the Greenhouse, which is a new and improved accelerator programme based here at the Royal Institution. The startups coming through the programme have created an enormous range of technologies, both software and hardware. As part of the Greenhouse programme, each cohort gets to pitch their ideas to a live audience on demo day, and I went along to see what it was all about. Today is the third demo day hosted at the Royal Institution, with each demo day acting as a graduation of sorts for the most recent cohort to finish the accelerator programme. The RI is the perfect setting, as the greenhouse effect was discovered within these very walls by John Tyndall in 1859. The demo day serves as an opportunity for the graduating startups to present to a varied audience made up of potential investors, but also like-minded people passionate about tackling the climate crisis with scientific innovation. The third cohort consists of 13 startups, which together have focused on three specific areas to lead us towards a sustainable future. These areas are building the circular future, decarbonising the built environment, and tackling climate change with natural capital. But what does this mean exactly? The startups looking to build a circular future focused on preventing waste by reusing materials that would otherwise be thrown away. For example, Lilo pitched a clever way to put the water wasted in our showers to good use.
Your toilet water is sewage, and it's unretrievable. But currently, we are taking all of the other percentages of retrievable water and putting it down the same drain. So this is water that we use for drinking, for taps, for your laundry, and the largest one, showers. Now this is creating one massive body of unretrievable water. This is both a problem and a waste. So what can we do? At Lilo, we take this largest body of water, showers, and we filter it to wash your clothes. Not only does this reduce the body of untreatable water, but it also saves a further 62 litres that would be used for every washing cycle. So we've developed an award-winning washing machine that optimises energy and water using some innovative technology and some clever chemistry.
Now that is efficiency at its finest. The second goal, decarbonising the built environment, focused on reducing carbon dioxide emissions. Bioxeroc have done this by tackling concrete.
Concrete is responsible for 8% of our global carbon emissions, which is roughly four times the size of the whole aviation industry. 90% of these emissions come from cement, the chemical glue that binds the material together. If you want to make the biggest impact possible, this is the space to start. So that is exactly what we have done. At Bioxeroc, we completely remove the need from cement. Instead, our technology is inspired by nature. Like how corals grow in the ocean, we grow rocks to form concrete. Our patent-pending technology replaces the cement with a naturally occurring bacteria. When feeding this bacteria, it grows rocks, gluing sand and aggregates together at a larger scale than what's ever been achieved before.
The third and final goal highlighted by this cohort was tackling climate change with natural capital. This means utilising resources naturally produced on Earth, and Hydrohammer have found a way to do this by unlocking the power of water.
10% of global CO2 emissions come from the water sector. Society needs greater water management, but the diesel and electric-powered water pumps we currently use are responsible for emitting hundreds of millions of tons of carbon into the atmosphere every year. The world's first zero-carbon water pump, the Hydram, was invented over 200 years ago. The Hydram operates by harvesting the energy of flowing water and using it to power itself. This means that the pump consumes no fuel, no electricity, and emits no CO2. And yet, the Hydram is barely used today. We are solving this. Hydrohammer has developed two innovations to solve these issues. We've made them smart and we've made them affordable. The HARP is Hydrohammer's bolt-on remote control for the Hydram. The HARP enables these pumps to be integrated for the first time into any smart water network in the world.
These are just three of the 13 incredible ideas to come out of Cohort 3, which is just one cohort of many. With innovation of this calibre coming out of the greenhouse, it's easy to feel as though any changes you make in your day-to-day life are insignificant in comparison, and maybe even not worth doing. But this could not be further from the truth. Innovation can't carry the burden alone, so it's crucial that we all still play our part.
I think we have to be careful. It's not either or with innovation and other actions on climate change, and I'm always quick to point out to people that innovation isn't a silver bullet.
That's Elisa Gilbert, the director of Undaunted. Elisa brings a wealth of experience in climate policy and all things innovation as the director of innovation at the Grantham Institute, representing the Imperial College side of the collaboration.
The things that we need to do to make a difference to the climate around us, we still need to be doing those things. So some of those things that have the greatest impact, which include flight, they include, you know, how we heat our homes, how we travel, as in sort of other transport decisions we make, where our money is saved and what we tell our politicians we care about. Those are the kind of things that we still think people ought to be doing. I'm not advocating for people to feel guilty about it. I'm just people who want to take action should know what actions matter. But equally, doing something professional or in your spare time is incredibly powerful, and maybe has a won't have as quick a short-term effect. But some of the things that we're doing that are systems orientated can have a big effect in the medium or long term.
The other side of the collaboration is, of course, the Royal Institution. And our director, Catherine Matheson, explains the importance of the RI's heritage, both in the field of climate change itself, but also in the communication of this science to the public, so that everyone has a seat at the table.
My sense is that the Royal Institution is the perfect home, I hope, for Undaunted. That it brings together some of our really long-standing interests and purposes and specialisms. So I think there's something about our heritage, of course. So at the Royal Institution is the place where John Tyndall worked on identifying what we know today as greenhouse gases and discovered them while working in the laboratory in the basement and then dashed upstairs to the theatre where we still have events today, including with our Undaunted partners. And he revealed his discoveries to the public very soon afterwards. And we still have the equipment he used on site in the museum so that people can see that. So we have this very strong historic connection. And I think it's clear to all of us that science holds many of the answers to tackling the current climate crisis. So to working on, you know, how we mitigate and adapt for the damage that's already been done and how we prevent further damage and prevent, as far as possible, unintended consequences. Science, technology and innovation are going to hold a lot of the answers to that. And particularly a kind of collaborative science, so not like a lone genius. We're no longer with the John Tyndall model, I think, of somebody kind of amazingly perceptive and insightful working incessantly in a basement somewhere. It's more about teams working across disciplines from different cities, different countries across the globe to not just have the insights, but to apply them in a way that's going to make a real tangible difference. And the public is one of those partners, I think, in that collective endeavour. And so I think there's something about our, you know, 200 years plus commitment to working with, engaging the public with science and scientists, and our history in this space, which just makes the Royal Institution the perfect partner with Imperial College London in this initiative.
As Catherine mentioned, tackling the climate crisis is no longer reliant on moments of individual genius. Now, the focus is on collaboration across lots of different disciplines.
I think one of our aims for Undaunted is to show that how building a kind of a collection of people and organisations who really care about this in different ways and have different ways of addressing or responding to the climate crisis. We can show people that there are a range of ways that they could get involved as well. So I think it's possible to have just as much effect on the climate crisis by becoming a professional politician as it is by becoming a scientist or an engineer, or by becoming a kind of events producer, or becoming a buildings manager, or becoming a teacher, or becoming one of the many, many people who has the ability to influence others. And so what we're saying is it's not just about this one crowd of people. The innovators are amazing. Honestly, they are so inspiring. I would like to listen to them every day, to be honest, because I just find it really kind of empowering and kind of optimistic. But they need a whole community around them. They need all sorts of people to support them and be their customers and their suppliers and their advocates and their board members and their critics and their champions. And so I think by showing that it's going to take all of us kind of pulling behind these inventors, we're not leaving it to any lone geniuses to save the planet. It's down to all of us.
And I like the idea that we're going to, hopefully with our communications, build the idea that that kind of village-led approach is also exciting, because there tends to be a lot of interest in the lone innovator, inventor model, right? There's something kind of exciting about that. But actually, this should be exciting too, people doing things together. So I hope we can promote that story too.
You should have the sideline of selling the innovator stories to some like movie makers. You know, they struggle at the beginning and then they have a breakthrough and then they get some support and then there's a whole narrative arc.
That's true. We should be doing that. We'll have an Undaunted Film Festival at some point.
The work Undaunted is doing helps to provide some light in the gloomy landscape of climate change. A lot of the messaging surrounding the climate crisis can be negative, but Undaunted helps showcase the amazing work that is being done to provide solutions.
I think often some of the messaging about the urgency of the climate change issue which has been needed in order to get public and policymaker attention. So it's not a criticism, but in attempts to stress that urgency, public audiences are sometimes left with feeling that it's too late or that it's too complex or both. And I think what Undaunted can do is to challenge both those things. So damage has been done and needs to be mitigated, but it's not too late. What are we going to do? Just give up on the planet? Of course not. The ingenuity that humans have, which is our tool for solving all of the challenges we face to date as a species, that's the tool that's going to get us out of the mess that we're in, I hope. So it can never be too late to stop trying. And I think Undaunted helps present that kind of optimism that we do have ways of getting through a crisis, it may be, but we do have approaches for that.
It's really difficult I think impossible to you cannot overemphasize how amazingly brilliant the events we do on climate innovation are. I'm not saying that just because we do them, but everybody, ourselves included, who walk out of the room when we've had a day where our innovators have been pitching their ideas to investors or speaking to school children at the Royal Institution about what it means to be an innovator and what solutions they've created. It just lifts everyone's spirits. It's really, really exciting. And that's because of some of the ideas themselves. They're really groundbreaking, really incredible. We had an innovator pitch to us just very recently and pitch to investors about lowering nitrogen in terms of agriculture practice by doing something incredibly innovative that involved coating the seeds of the seeds before they're planted with something that helps them in terms of uptaking nitrogen, which is a completely, groundbreaking and different approach to what we currently do, which is just pour a whole ton of nitrogen-based fertilizers on the ground and just hope they reach the plant at the right time. And these are the kind of things that are applying really cutting-edge science to challenges that we have ahead of ourselves. And you can't help, it's a sort of infectious enthusiasm. And the truth is, that, we got human ingenuity. That's our calling card, right? So it's exciting to see it at play.
I think that what's really refreshing and exciting about the innovators that Undaunted is supporting is that they are all tackling really big, complex systems. They are seeking system-level change. They are small teams often, small and perfectly formed teams, with a brilliant idea at the heart of it. But they can see how their brilliant idea can fit into a much bigger ecosystem of global crops. Or there was this wonderful example about fabrics and fabric recycling and what about fabric dyes and fast fashion. And they're just, the innovations are not merely about, one family's contribution or one cities or one country's. They are tiny teams, but the solutions are global. And that can feel really energizing and optimistic when you realize how many people are out there with these ingenious ideas that just need a little bit of support.
Yeah, and maybe just building on what you were saying, Catherine, about the communication challenge. One of the things that we've found in all of the work we've done where we communicating about climate change to people so that they understand the urgency, so that people, particularly influential policymakers, feel motivated to do something about it and hear from their voters that they care. One of the things is that you can take people to the point of understanding that it's an urgent problem, but then those people also want to know what they can do. You can't leave someone hanging by saying, there's a tremendously huge problem out there. And then silence, right? And one of the things that we hope to do through Undaunted also is to give people out there inspiration, ideas, and options of what they could do next. And some of the people that we support who have exciting solutions, some of those are very technical. Some of them have come out of a scientific lab and so on, and that's exciting. But some of them are also people enabling access to ideas that have already been created. So sometimes the role of a new business is to create a process or an approach or a system that makes the most of things that are already out there, makes them available to as many people as possible, helps the ability of that idea that's sitting there to be scaled up and used appropriately. So there's space for lots of people to get engaged, get inspired, and then find the thing that they can do out of this.
Here at the RI, we're already taking steps to reduce our carbon footprint. But thanks to a £4.35 million fund from the Greater London Authority, we're progressing even closer towards a net zero future.
The new funding from the Greater London Authority, GLA, is going to be a real game changer for Undaunted at the Royal Institution. So it's aimed at making progress on reducing our carbon footprint with the building. And for anyone who's been to the Royal Institution building in central London, it's a very special building. It's It's over 300 years old. It's Grade One listed. It's this beautiful, ornate Georgian building. And that brings with it immense privileges. We have the most amazing events, don't we? And we can invite people in to share the space with us. But it also brings a lot of challenges when it comes to making changes and adaptations. And what the funding will help us do is to make some really significant, a real step change, actually, in altering the building to enable drastic reductions in our carbon usage in future. So the plans are still very much under discussion. I think the areas we're most likely to see change in are around energy supply, which is going to be one of the key areas for us, and then insulation. And actually, what we want to do as we go through this journey, because while it's happening, it'll be quite obvious that we're doing something with the energy supply or we're changing the windows or whatever. But once it's done, it'll be quite invisible, I suspect. And nobody might know it's there. And so we want to work really hard to show the story as we go along of what we're thinking about doing, what we try and do, what works, what maybe doesn't work so well, what others can learn. The GLA and Undaunted are really keen for this to be an exemplar of what a historic building retrofit project can be, so that we can show to other historic buildings in London and across the world, you know, how exciting these projects can be, what a contribution they can make to the overall challenge.
We're all on a journey to reduce our impact on the climate. Some of the stuff that we're doing at Undaunted is really, you know, groundbreaking and leading the way. That's the stuff we're doing on innovation. And now we recognize that we want a building that's fit for purpose and reflects those aims too. So we'll be doing those things in parallel. And I think that's right. And I having a very open and transparent conversation about where the challenges lie is really powerful, particularly with a very beautiful old heritage building like we have in the Royal Institution, because the idea is to find a way that tackles climate change that brings heritage with it, right? We don't intend to replace everything. So we can ask ourselves, how can we do that? And then how can we help other people with similar buildings be able to follow in our footsteps and improve even upon what we do? The Royal Institution is a building that some people in other parts of the world might recognize or find as a kind of inspiration, both about science, but maybe even about what we're going to do on it in terms of its environmental footprint together. So both Imperial College and the Royal Institution have a big presence in London and in the UK, but also an important kind of global network as well. So we see Undaunted as being somewhere that's a home for climate innovation in London, but also we hope to spend the next few years building bridges from that London base to other parts of the UK and to other parts of the world. I think there's so many ways we can do that. So I think that's really exciting. We've got existing partnerships in other parts of the world, and we want to kind of build on those. We also want to speak to other people with the same objectives and goals in other parts of the world, wherever you are, and make you also a part of this growing community. I wanted to also thank all of the many supporters that we've had. There were many people that helped us get this initiative going, but we have some really important funders that enable us to support the startups. We do that without taking any equity or share in their businesses, and I think that's really important and unique to the model that we have of helping people get over those hurdles at the beginning of their businesses. And we wouldn't be able to do that without the support of HSBC, of the European Fund that supports us, the RDF Fund, the Greater London Authority, who provides us with a lot of support, and several of the corporate members that also support us with their membership. So very grateful for those partners, and we look forward to continuing to work with them, but also others who might want to step forward and join.
As we've heard from both Elisa and Catherine, having the right attitude when it comes to the climate crisis is crucial.
It's not that we are undaunted and threatened, simply, or that hope is sufficient, but hope is necessary, and confidence and purposelessness, the kind of sense of purpose and commitment to make a difference is necessary. The effort required to make this transformation, that we must, will bring many other benefits. We will learn how to connect these levers of power. We will find connections between ourselves, our humanity, which is also at risk. We'll learn how to cooperate in a way that is necessary but also fulfilling. And we'll build prosperity, a different kind of wealth perhaps than the ones that we have got used to accepting as the norm, but nonetheless a sense of real progress, of advancement in human society. And these initiatives give us hope, confidence, purpose, a spirit of positive excitement about what needs to be done, but also what can be done.
If those inspiring words from James resonate with you, why not get involved?
Well, we want you to come to us however you can. So, I mean, I think Catherine and I are both happy to receive emails directly from people who want to get involved. And there's lots of different opportunities. So we're still kind of finalizing our joint website. We launched the name and the branding, but you can find us. There's a website called Climate Innovators, which showcases some of our startups. But also you can find us on some parts of the Imperial College Grantham Institute website and also on the RI to find out what we're doing. But there'll be more coming there. But there's lots of ways for people to get involved. So just reach out. Tell us what kind of person you are. We're looking for people to work for us. We've got some recruitment open, and that probably will remain the case because we're hoping to recruit more people into the future. But we're also looking for people who have startup ideas to maybe join our program. We're looking for people to apply to be part of the Greenhouse. But we also have investor evenings for people to come and join the investor community. And if you're someone in the investment community who hasn't considered investment in climate solutions before, come along and meet people who have been doing this and find out about it. Similarly, if you're a business person and you think that you have skills that you can help share as a mentor with some of our businesses, we'd welcome you to the fold. And if you work in a different area altogether, so you work in a not-for-profit sector or you work on policy, these are all parts of our community that we're building out. So reach out and we'll find a place for you.
We definitely will. And all offers and suggestions, very welcome. We also have an increasingly active series of public events in the theatre at the Royal Institution. So if you want to make sure you get invites and that you hear about those things, come to the Royal Institution website and sign up. Or just drop me in a Lisa or a line and we will sort you in.
That's it for this episode. Thanks for listening. We hope you're feeling undaunted and inspired by the scientific innovation growing in our greenhouse. If you want to be inspired by more science, head to rigb.org to book tickets for all our upcoming talks and live streams from more amazing speakers.